All right, guys. Welcome back to another episode of 100 Books a Year with Kevin. It has been how many months? I think the last time I updated something on this feed was July of last year. I'm still reading. I'm still trying to hit my goal, but I just need to find like a really good book to take notes on and then to like share. Things in that nature. So here we are. So I'm really excited about this book for a couple of reasons. One is it's written by one of my favorite, I guess, doctor, intellectual in the longevity field, Peter Attia. I personally follow his podcast. I'm a contributor, right, subscriber. And this book, according to his podcast, took him 6 years to write, and then supposedly to be a one and done kind of a book, essentially breaking down the medical advances, right, or the way to think about how should we approach longevity medicine. This should be the definitive book on that, right, which I'm totally excited about. I think I pre-ordered this book a couple months ago and then finally released last week or this week. I'm doing this on a Sunday, and I just want to start off by maybe kicking off the series with maybe 2 to 3 episodes of very high level concepts and ideas, right? And then I'm about almost halfway through the book right now, and then there's a lot of detail, a lot of technical stuff in there, and it's also very readable as well, talking about a high level philosophical approach to health and longevity, things in that nature. So as usual, right, like this book is not like, it's not, what's the term, it doesn't substitute a doctor's advice, right? It's essentially a book to teach us how to think about health and longevity, do's and don'ts, things in that nature. And currently, I'm about halfway through. There's a lot of very hands-on details. Say, for example, how do we deal with cardiovascular disease, things of that nature. I don't want to spend a lot of time on the specifics, right? First of all, I'm not qualified. Secondly, it's probably beneficial for you to actually, right, get a information from him, right, from the book itself. So again, the purpose of this podcast is really to summarize some big ideas, and then please, if you're interested, go ahead and read the book yourself and then get an idea of what's going on. Fill in the gaps, if you will. So the first episode today, I just want to do like a quick introduction. In the very beginning of his book, he says something really interesting. Essentially, he has a dream, right? The dream of falling eggs. He was in the dream, and then there was this person on the roof throwing eggs off of the roof. And then in this dream, Peter, the author, is trying to run downstairs, trying to catch the falling eggs. And he opened this book by explaining this dream, this example, kind of like metaphorically. And he actually had this dream, and then he will always like wake up with like a nice sweat and say, like, yeah, like this is not an ideal setup. So the metaphor here is very straightforward, right? It's like a physician's role is to catch those eggs, right? Either that's treating a trauma patients or treating a cancer patients, right? Doing surgeries. But the thing is the patient might still die in the next couple of years, right? Or it may or may not be too late. And in the book, Peter especially said that he had this dream during his medical school. Tenure, I think he went to Johns Hopkins. He was a surgical residency when he first had this dream. And then it's like he got kind of fed up with it, and he sort of quit medicine for a while, took a year in sabbatical. And then that's when he realizes, after he stepped away from medicine, is, hey, maybe this particular training, right, for medical school is not supposed to be catching falling eggs all the time, right? In this case, it means treating the disease. maybe the problem here is let's try to stop the guy who throwing an axe on the top of the roof. Right? Maybe that's something that we should focus on instead of trying to catch a falling axe, because catching a falling axe is essentially a losing effort. So that was his opening chapter for the book, and I really think that makes a lot of sense, right? And after a couple chapters, right, like one of my biggest takeaways reading this book is very, very easy to understand is essentially deaths come in two ways, right? We all have to die, right? It's just what it is. But there is a concept called fast death, and there's a concept called slow death. Fast death is very, very straightforward, right? It's accident, trauma, people that go to the ER or have some kind of a immediate reaction to like some things, right? Throughout history, cavemen pretty much all died of fast death, right? Infections, all that stuff. And now Peter argues that we don't really die from fast death anymore, right? Maybe there's accidents, but most people are dying of slow death. What that means is cancer, chronic disease, right? So recognizing that, I think it's a very, very good concept. It's like in the field of longevity, or as a longevity doctor, right? As Peter recognizes, is how can we slow down the slow death, right? How can we delay the slow death to as further in our lifetime, as later in our lifetime as possible, right? And working on longevity, it doesn't really mean living forever. And it doesn't really mean like, oh yeah, I want to be a vegetable, or I want to live till I'm 120 and then I will be very skinny and suffering in my later life, right? It's really about improving, he called it health span rather than a lifespan, which I think is very, very interesting. So an example of that in the book, he mentioned that in the early 1900s, the life expectancy was about 50 years old. But since then, that, he argues, is a breaking point between a slow death. That's when kind of a slow death replaces fast death, because you're not really dealing with extreme risky things a lot of times. And in the realm of slow death, there's really four, he calls the horsemen of death, right? Or a horseman of diseases. Like, you know, like this will kill most people in between age 70, 80, 90. One is heart disease. Second is cancer. Third is some kind of a neurodegenerative disease. Four is type 2 diabetes, right? So recognizing those four things, we need to figure out a way to confront these slow deaths. And again, right, in a nutshell, we need to make sure that we improve our lifespan and also improve our health span towards the end as well. So the way that we should think about this, right, going back to the falling egg stream, we are getting better at catching the eggs, right, since the development of modern medicine. But not stopping them getting thrown in the first place should be our goal. So the problem here is, essentially, we are treating trauma patients and chronic disease person the same. We're essentially treating a person who had trauma or lost a limb, let's say, the same way as we're treating a cancer patient. And that is not something that Peter feels like is ideal, because of this concept of, okay, nobody, quote unquote, dies on my watch, right, as a doctor, right, the do no harm side of things. But the thing is, before the recognition of getting cancer or before detecting cancer, things have been building up months, if not years, if not decades before that. Right? So we kind of need to think about it from that perspective, trying to stop the person throwing the eggs off the roof instead of trying to catch the eggs falling off the sky. Essentially, that's the whole idea. So I want to end our introduction episode right here, and then we're going to dive into a little bit of a general thought process, like how do we get here, and how can we potentially categorize potential differences in advancement in medicine. So that'll be our next episode. So, thanks for listening. I'm glad to be back talking about a book again. So, talk to you guys soon. Bye.